Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
We're joined on the line by Buffalo Fire Commissioner William Ronaldo. Commissioner, we heard just one injury, and thankfully, it was only dehydration to a firefighter. How is that firefighter doing today?
He's doing fine. We actually did have another additional injury, a shoulder injury to one of our officers, but that's also that's well taken care of, so he's doing fine as well.
Yeah, see, it's always a bigger relief, I can imagine, when you get away with not-so-serious injuries. Obviously, it could have been much worse. What's the feeling like when you know that you successfully fought off a major fire like that?
Well, it's a great feeling. First of all, I have to give credit to our the incident commander, Division Chief Pat Britzolero, who's has over 40 years of experience, so he's has quite a bit of experience in complex fire, and it certainly was a complex fire or incident that that occurred yesterday. So all the credit to Chief Britzolero and his team, out of our senior leaders that were on the ground at that yesterday for that 3-4 hours that we were there for. And, of course, our firefighters who were actually, at the tip of the spear doing all the hard work.
And I think a lot of people were probably watching this, too. It's kind of a minor miracle that the fire didn't spread to the two adjacent buildings. Was there ever a concern amongst the fire department that maybe it could spread to the Verizon building or the Guarantee building?
Our first concern is with the safety and security of our firefighters. So we had firefighters in the building initially. Trying to fight the fire, we're in an offensive posture, but wisely, once again, the chief pulled them out fairly early. And then, so the next concern, obviously that's a relief once we have our firefighters out of the building. That's a relief. And our next concern, of course, is the fire itself and exposure buildings. So fortunately, the buildings in this close proximity usually have 3 to 4 hour firewalls, separating them from each other. Which are supposed to contain the fire. And in this instance, fortunately, they did. I mean, there's also always a concern that these firewalls have some conduits or ductwork, things like that, that pass through them, which could lead to the fire spreading to the adjacent buildings. But in this case, it wasn't. And we did a great job. They did a great job containing the fire to the fire building.
And how difficult was it to get to the fire itself? Because it was at such a strange angle. It's surrounded by buildings already, and then it looked like the hole where the fire was coming from, at least, was kind of towards the rear of the building, and you needed to overlook it to access it.
It was extremely difficult, and at the beginning, the fire wasn't venting. We didn't have an opportunity to vent it until the roof actually came in. Once the roof came in, we were able to get a large volume of water. We had some ladder pipes up. We were able to put a large volume of water through the roof. But as you said, the fire originated on the second floor, and second floor to the right rear as you're facing the building, the 3-4 corner, as we would call it. And we're having a lot of difficulty getting the water to the source of the fire, what we considered was the seat of the fire, which you want to do. But we were able to knock down a large portion of the fire once the roof came in. And after that, we actually had to bring in excavators, some extra equipment, some heavy equipment from outside the department to pick some gain access to the front of the building. If you notice the front of it, I don't know if you did or not, there are some large windows. The upper floors, the second and third floor, actually there were cinder blocks behind those windows. So we were not able to vent them simply by breaking the windows. We had to get an excavator in close to the building and pick apart some of those cinder blocks. And once we did that, we were able to get water to where we needed it, to the seat of the fire and to some of the hot spots that we hadn't gotten to yet.
Now, what would you say is the condition of the structure itself? Was it a complete loss, or do you think maybe from past experiences it's something that can be saved and repaired?
We're assessing that now. Our building department and permits inspection, all our code enforcement officers, they're assessing that at this time. From past experience, just looking at it from what I saw, it appears to be a total loss. But we're currently assessing that.
All right, Commissioner, thank you so much for joining us. And, of course, on behalf of all of Buffalo, really, thank you for all you do.
You're very welcome, and thank you.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.